The Packers practiced inside Lambeau Field this afternoon as they continue preparing for the Bears on Saturday night in Chicago. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Coach Matt LaFleur said Lambeau Field's turf is better than the practice field right now, which is the reason for the switch. Two teams split their two-game series, the winners Saturday advancing to the division finals.
It'll be another successful step at getting to the end goal of winning a Super Bowl. So it'll mean a lot to us. This could potentially be the last time that these guys are out here playing on the field together. So we're trying to get as many of those chances as we can. So we got potentially four more. We're trying to get all four of those.
Packers wideout Christian Watson, another coaching firing in the NFL today. The Miami Dolphins parting company with Mike McDaniel after he told reporters Monday he would be part of the team's interviews to hire a new general manager. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Titans putting in interview requests for three different head coaching candidates, including Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. Hafley said to be of interest for a number of the eight head coaching vacancies. Packer safety Evan Williams and how Hafley would do as a head coach.
I'm sure he'd be elite. I mean, he seems like a guy that strives for, perfection in anything he does. And, I have no doubt that, in whatever endeavor he, chooses to go into, he's going to be, one of the best of the best. So hoping he stays here forever, but, that's just not how things go.
Packers VP of player personnel, John Eric Sullivan, a finalist for the Dolphins' GM job. He's expected to be Miami's top choice. Sullivan and three others were scheduled to have second interviews this week, and a decision is expected as early as tomorrow. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo told The Athletic after last night's loss at Golden State there would never be a moment that he would come out and say, "I want a trade." NBA trade deadline is a month away, and Giannis again reiterating his commitment to Milwaukee for the rest of the season and beyond. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.